And opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Today is Friday, August the 14th, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, all over the world. Phone lines here, 605-4567. If you're calling out of the area, 530-605-4567. Jared's here at the helm and has got the weather.
Well, it's going to be hot. It's currently 72 degrees downtown here, and today it's going to be a high of 106 with a low of 74. Tomorrow, a high of 109 with a low of 74. Sunday, a high of 106 with a low of 77. And Monday, a high of 106 with a low of 75.
Wow. I guess we're here. I guess summer's here. The 109, I heard, could be up to actually 111 on Saturday, too.
Yeah, anyway. We've got an extended forecast. It doesn't cool down.
Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. We have such a full show today. We have Amy with Haven Humane. Then we're going to have Kathy Darlin Allen, our county clerk, Shasta County Clerk, talking about voting and all the things that's got to do with that. And then Monique Whelan, I hope I pronounced that right, who is running for city council. She'll be on the show at 8 o'clock. So let's start off with Amy. And you have just the nicest dog.
I do.
You know, she was looking at me from across the, you know, I was in the office, and Amy sits across at a desk when she's waiting to come on. And that dog's looking at me, and I said, let her go. And that dog comes running in there and lets me, I mean, she just loves having her ears rubbed.
Yeah, she is.
And she is just a sweetheart.
She's super affectionate. So I have Doris with me today.
She's a Doris.
She's like a grandma that, like, wants to give you hard candy and tell you you're cute, you know? Like, she's the best.
Yeah.
Doris is a bit of a senior. She's, I would guess, to be around 7 or 8 years old. So she's not super older, but she's definitely, you know, in the prime of her little cute life.
She's past that puppy stage.
She's past the puppy stage. She's not a chewer. She's also not a barker. She is easygoing. She's great on a leash. She just kind of follows by you, so she's really, really easy.
Gets along with other animals.
She does get along with other dogs.
That was a big thing.
Yeah, as long as they kind of are low-key like she is. Like, I think a high-energy puppy would probably drive her a little bit crazy just because she's really calm and and just, she's passive about everything. She's great with tall, like, handling. Like, she would do good with even, like, very small children because, like, she let us clip her nails and do whatever. She got a bath yesterday and was super good.
I was a new person, and she was looking. She was standing there looking at me. And I said, turn her loose. And you let loose of the leash, and come on. Here she comes.
I don't think she's met a stranger. Oh, my goodness. If you go and see her in her kennel. You walk by and her whole body just wags, like her butt just wet. She's just so excited to see anybody.
This dog needs a home where people will have a dog that loves them and be kind of a low-key dog.
She's like a Netflix dog. Like, she's Netflix. Like, find something to binge and sit on the couch with her. You know, she would still love a walk, but she's also just fine.
Well, she needs that, and you need that.
She's just fine being whatever, you know, just kind of whatever you want to do.
Yeah, so, you know, she's brown and white, and she weighs probably, what, 50, 60 pounds?
Yeah, she's actually pretty short.
Yeah, she's short.
She's short and squat. She could probably stand to lose a few pounds, but who couldn't? So
So if she loses 5 pounds, you know what? We could all lose 5 pounds.
That's what I'm saying. Let her be a little chunky. It's not her, nobody.
It's not her, except Jared's 5% body fat.
Chiseled.
Okay, so that's great.
So we're doing adoptions by appointment still. So if you're interested in Doris or any of our other awesome animals.
You need to see Doris.
You need to give us a call. We can get you on the schedule.
This is just a nice dog. She's quiet. Really nice. And she comes over. I mean, she comes to you. I mean,
and she's ready to leave, too. So she's already spayed and up to date on everything. She's ready to leave the shelter. And
she wanted to come over and see me because she didn't know me.
Yeah.
And she's trusting. So this is a good dog.
Yes, very good.
Now, I got to change subjects here. This is Amy's last week.
This is my last week, yes.
Amy,
this is my...
you have been such a bright spot on Fridays. I'm not kidding you.
I'm pretty sure I told you, though. Don't say anything nice about me.
You have
I don't want to get emotional.
Get emotional.
I'm afraid to, like, get... I'm a robot, and I don't need people knowing I have feelings.
Well, no, you're not. You are very feeling. You know, and you can tell that by the way you bring in these animals, because you take personal love with these with your dogs and cats.
I very much do.
And, you know, you're going on to another job.
I'm going on, yes.
Yes, but you have done such a great job.
Well, I'm not ever going to be done with Haven in one way, one capacity or another. We'll always be a huge supporter. And I'm not, you'll probably see me at Bark, Wine, and Brews for the futures to come. I am still a huge supporter, and I'm still going to be fostering animals, and I'm still going to be volunteering on times that I have. So.
And you're going to a place, I'm not going to mention it, but you're going to a place where your caring and big heart is going to be so appreciated.
Yes, that's the hope.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for everything you've done for our community and for these animals. I mean, you're special.
The last 4 years have truly been my pleasure. I've had a really, really great time doing what I'm doing, and I'm going to miss it, so.
And we're going to miss you, so.
I mean, why wouldn't you? I'm cute as a button.
You are just like, you know what, you're cute as a little Newfoundland puppy.
I'm just a fluffy pup, so.
Hey, thank you for everything you've done.
And
don't be a stranger here. I guess we'll see you at our Haven Humane events. But don't be a stranger here.
No, I won't.
Stop by, get a cup of coffee. Bring in a stray you found on the street. Okay, this isn't with Haven Humane, but I did find this.
But I did find this dog. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for everything you've done.
All right, thanks. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Okay, here we're going to take a quick early break here.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Harlan, Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. The 14th of August, Friday, 7:16 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Estate Granite, a local supporter of our community, veteran-owned and run with attention to detail and an eye for perfection. I can tell you this personally because he came in and did our whole kitchen, and it's just absolutely beautiful. We literally gave him the key to the house and got out of there for four or five days. And that's how much we trust Mike Huber in Estate Granite. We came back. It was finished, absolutely sparkling, clean, and beautiful. So if you're looking to, during this time frame, to maybe redo some things in your house or have somebody, a true expert, come in and take a look at it, a true artist, give Mike Huber a call at 241-STONE or go to EstateGranite.com. That's Estate Granite. And I'm here with Kathy Darling Allen. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well. Thank
Good.
You.
I called her yesterday, and I love this about our elected officials. You give them a call, and you give them almost 8 hours in advance, and they go, yeah, I can do that. But the reason I gave Kathy a call, because everything in the news, vote by mail. And frankly, I'm reading things that don't give me a lot of confidence, Kathy.
Right.
And it's not because I believe in conspiracy theories, or it's because I'm off the road progressive or an off the road conservative. I just see things that kind of concern me with trying to, we have absentee balloting, but this is totally different. Or am I wrong?
So I think there's a lot of discussion right now about different terminology.
Okay.
And in my mind, a ballot that you mail to someone at home and they vote and return, however they return it,
mm-hmm.
Is we don't even have the word absentee in the code anymore in California. It's,
oh, really?
It's been removed from the law.
When was that?
That was, gosh, maybe 8 years ago, maybe longer.
Oh, so the term absentee ballot.
Doesn't even. No, it's vote by mail.
It's always vote. Okay, vote by mail.
Vote by mail is what's in the law.
Okay.
So what the word absentee implies for some folks, mm-hmm. that you are physically, and that's what the original intention of absentee balloting, decades ago was, if you are not able to appear in person at your polling place,
yeah.
you can have a ballot.
Yeah, military. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, perfect example of that, I think, would be the military.
Perfect example.
Okay.
So now, as time has gone on and people's lives have become busy, and this is the way folks have decided they want to mm-hmm. vote. And I say that because in 2002, the law changed in California and allowed people to be permanent vote-by-mail voters without an excuse. And so in the year 2000, in Shasta County, we had about 1,000 people signed up for that program. Now we have 65,000 people signed
My
up
gosh.
For that program. And we did one mailing asking people if they wanted to be vote-by-mail in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a kind of natural growth, natural progression.
Mm-hmm.
In March, we mailed out 83,000 ballots to our 103,000 voters.
Really? Well, now, Linda went down to vote that in the last one, and they said, I'm sorry, you got to vote by mail. And she says, I've never asked vote by mail. Well, she had gone to the DMV. And somewhere along the line there, they signed her up for that. And she still doesn't remember signing anything or anything like that. So, but what they did let her do is vote as a, what do you call it, conditional?
Provisional.
Provisional. Mm-hmm. And then I guess they would check to make sure she hadn't voted another way, too.
Right, right.
And okay.
We are going to have polling places open in March, too. Let's get that out there right away. I'm sorry. We're going to have polling places open in November.
November.
I apologize.
March, well, you know, up here we like to vote early, vote often.
No. We don't say that out loud.
Okay. We don't say that out loud.
We don't do that. We don't do that.
Well, but you know what happens.
So I hear stories about it happening. Mm-hmm. And when I talk about voter fraud or election fraud, mm-hmm. I can only really speak intelligently and authoritatively about Shasta County, right? I can't speak for the nation or the world.
Yeah,
right?
I wouldn't expect you to.
But it is certainly not pervasive or systemic. It does happen, and we have actually had prosecutions here in Shasta County. We're very lucky that our district attorney has, and several district attorneys, not just the current district attorney, although she's wonderful, have dedicated time and resources to investigating those crimes and prosecuting them.
That's great. I'm really glad to hear that. So when we say we don't have much of a problem, what is it? 1%? Less than 1%? 2%?
Wow. Put lots of zeros between that one and the decimal.
Okay.
Yeah,
got it.
So,
okay. Well, no, that makes me feel better. But then again, Shasta County is kind of an honest, follow-the-rules type of place. I like to think.
I think so, too.
Okay. So let's go back to the governor,
yes,
who is just full of great decisions, decided to make this all – that was just kind of a
editorial.
Comments there after he shut us down. So he said everybody's going to vote by mail. You have no choice. But in reality, you do have a choice.
So the first executive order said every voter should be mailed a ballot. Well, that immediately generated a couple of lawsuits because people were concerned that people who are not on the active list of registered voters. So if we send you mail and the mail gets returned, we put you into what's called inactive status.
Right.
So people were concerned that those folks were going to get ballots. So that was my understanding is, I'm sorry.
That's
that
okay.
was the.
It's not COVID.
I have year-long allergies.
You know
and
what?
So everyone's like, in the grocery store.
Oh, no. I've had somebody come in here before, and he has asthma. So he clears his throat all the time. And I was getting comments in the chat room. We were getting phone calls saying, hey, is this guy okay? And he was. This is just something he lived with.
Yeah.
So anyway, cool.
So after the lawsuits were filed, I'm going to pass over the lawsuits because they get resolved very quickly as we go through this timeline.
Okay.
But he included in that executive order that said you mail a ballot to everyone a sentence that said the legislature and the Secretary of State shall figure out in-person voting opportunities.
Okay.
And left it kind of open. And then later he issued a second executive order that detailed those in-person voting opportunities and what they needed to look like. And then the legislature passed two different bills, 860 and 423, uh-huh. which 423 just got signed last week, that put those requirements into legislation, into California law, which, of course, the governor signed. And so I think that put to bed the lawsuits. In addition, in that second executive order, the governor specified only active registered voters.
Only active registered voters will get the ballots.
In the mail. Right.
And the second part is
that. So the second part is that we have to have, and we all understand and know that when you send ballots to folks who've never gotten one before, there's going to be a hiccup, right? So we have to have places available for folks to come and get a new ballot, or if they made a mistake marking it, get a replacement. And also, it's still legal to register and vote on the same day on Election Day, so we have to have space for that. So the second bill and the second executive order gave us all these choices. There are actually five different ways you can do the elections in California for November, and we decided in Shasta County to go with doing just what we did in March, trying to reinvent the wheel by we have a ton of money that's being offered to us, but it just doesn't seem prudent to buy equipment and try and implement new procedures in a presidential election, number one. But number two, having the highest number of places open, we hope will ensure we have the fewest number of people gathered together on Election Day.
Good idea.
And so that way we can try and keep people safe. We also feel very confident in the integrity of the process because we have done it this way before. We, in general, I would never introduce a brand new way of conducting the election in a presidential.
Election.
This is our show. This is our big
this is,
our big deal. We're
this
not going to mess
enchilada.
With this.
Big enchilada. Okay, so what you're saying is then Linda and I can go down to our polling place.
Well, we're going to mail you a ballot first.
Mail us a ballot first.
So take that with you.
Take it with me, but you'll have ballots down there.
We will.
So, but, okay, so we take it down there. But if you forget,
if you
that's
forget.
Okay.
Yes.
You can still walk down to your polling place. You can either take the ballot out. You can watch it being counted.
Right. Go through the ballot scanner.
Right
the,
then,
in the precinct.
So you know that your vote's being counted. Or you can pick up a ballot then, fill it out, put it through the ballot counter. So it's you don't have to just mail it in because, frankly, a lot of people are concerned that when they mail that ballot, it could go, it could be, there could be, they had nothing to do with the county clerk or you, it could go anywhere or it may not make it.
So the other thing that we have available.
Well, is that a concern?
So it can be a concern, but we have a remedy.
Okay.
And we actually, Shasta County piloted this program for the state in November last year because remember we had the special elections last year.
Uh-huh.
So they, the state signed a contract with a company that tracks your ballot. And it will, if you sign up for the service, it will send you text messages telling you when your ballot's been mailed to you and when we've received it back and approved it for counting. So we have very few folks signed up so far. We have about 1,500 people out of, again, 105 now, 1,000 registered voters. So it's not a large percentage. But the state is picking up the tab for that service.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go there, you can go to ShastaVotes.com as opposed to the county's website, which is ShastaVotes.org.
Right.
But you can sign up for that service at ShastaVotes.com. And we will send you a text message or a voice recorded. If you just want to get a voicemail, we'll send you a voicemail. You get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't keep that information. So you're not giving the elections department your cell phone number. It's only in that program.
If I'm signed up for that, do I send you a text saying I just mailed my – I don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. We're going to tell you.
You're going to come back to me when you've got it. To say we have received it.
Correct.
Ding.
Yes.
That's it.
And we have, if you don't want to sign up for that service, you can just go to our website and look up your ballot after you've mailed it to make sure we've gotten it back.
Really?
So
okay.
We also, there's a bunch of different ways you can send your ballot back to us. We also have drop boxes, and we've had that drop box program.
Mm-hmm.
We started that in 2012, and we're just increasing it every election pretty much.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. Now, I'm going to take an early break because now I want to get into timing.
Yeah.
Because timing is very important.
Yes.
Now, there's new rules on times. Hey, you know what? Are you getting a good night's sleep? Part of fighting off anything, whether it's stress or, you know, maybe you don't feel so well or whatever, is getting a good night's sleep. And a good night's sleep means getting onto your sleep number bed. Your sleep number bed, where you can adjust the mattress firmness. They've got the 360 smart bed that literally kind of adjusts to you as you move through the night, which is kind of a great deal. They've got all types of different accessories for your bed, including one you can put on that keeps you cool at night. You know, instead of running your air conditioner all night, now you've got this that keeps you know you'll be sleeping really cool in your sleep number bed. There's a number of things that make Sleep Number the best. And Consumer Reports has rated Sleep Number the top two mattresses in the United States that they have rated. You know, Consumer Reports doesn't take money from anybody. You know, they just rate things out of their laboratories. And Sleep Number is right up there. It's number one and two. So right now, you can come in through the biggest sale of the year when all beds are on sale. And for a limited time, save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus special financing. And how do you find this? You go down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center over there by the Vitamin Shop. And go in there, lay on the bed, talk to the people there, and see how the rest of your life is going to be one that affords great, great sleep. We'll be right back after these messages with Kathy Darling Allen, Shasta County Clerk.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV. Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion. Swipe date for free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th. Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV. A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, Friday the 14th of August, 7:33 in the morning, 74 degrees, going up to 106 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. They're very community oriented. This is just a great bank to do business with. Two branches here in town at 1845 California Street and also in the old Raley Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They are still moving dreams forward, local dreams forward, because they have faith in our community. We have faith in Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Kathy Darlin Allen, who is the county clerk for Shasta County. The last time she was here, it wasn't a real happy day.
It was not.
It was not a happy day because there had been a mistake on the ballot.
It wasn't on the ballot.
Not on the ballot.
It was on the ballot. The ballot materials. Was fine. It was on the materials.
It was materials that had...
It was significant.
It was significant, but she talked about it right here, took the spear, you know, for her team, and but today is a lot better. Because you're full of information here. Now, we're talking about voting by mail
right
here in Shasta County. And the first edict that the governor put out was kind of confusing. And then since then, it's been cleared up, including the ability to, yes, you can still go down to a ballot, to a polling place.
In Shasta County.
In Shasta County,
so
we're talking about.
Different
right.
in other places.
Right.
So.
But in Shasta County, you can still go down that day and vote, watch your ballot being counted. You can sign up for a process that when you send your ballot off, that when they get it, they will, the county clerk will send you a text saying we received your ballot. And that should give you, you know, give people a, you know, some kind of, peace of mind. And then, but there's other aspects to the SB 423 that just passed that we need to discuss, that allows drive-in balloting.
Correct.
I'm not sure what that is.
So we have watched elections happen through this pandemic around the country. All the presidential primaries have been happening. We were really lucky in California that our primary was on March 3rd, so right before kind of the world turned upside down. Right? But we have seen drive-through polling places, basically in parking lots with big tents. Some of them involve the voter never leaving their car, so mm-hmm. really big tents. And I think that's what they're talking about.
So they can drive in and hand their ballot to somebody.
They can drive in, sign in to vote, get a ballot, mark it, and also vote it all from their car.
All in that one day. Now, if they're signing up to vote, though,
so if you're,
that's a provisional.
So that would be a provisional ballot, but you could still do the – theoretically, you could still do the process without ever leaving your car.
Without ever leaving your car. Now, if you register the same day,
yes,
there's also that fear that – people can come in and register, and they use whatever. What kind of ID do you need?
So we don't collect ID at the time of registration, but we also don't count your ballot right when you're standing in front of us either, right?
Right.
The ballot goes into an envelope so we can process it later.
Uh-huh.
So when you register to vote, that data is matched against the data that you tell us is matched against both the DMV's information and Social Security database.
Okay, so if a DMV, if this is not a citizen, because you can get, you know, well, let's just talk about illegals, can get driver's licenses.
So the DMV has something called an SB 60 license, which is for undocumented folks, and those records, we are told, are kept separate, and those people should never be offered the chance to vote when they're in the DMV, mm-hmm. and their data should not be validated when it comes back to us.
Okay, so they give you that license, they take down information, because polling workers don't know this, but then it's run against the DMV database, said, well, that's can't do that.
Right, that comes back to our office.
Okay.
Right.
All right, now, my favorite one is, thank you, Rich, is... you can go to bars and vote.
So
you can go to a bar, have a couple of drinks, and vote.
So
how about people there buying beer for everybody?
There's a provision in the elections code that's not new that says that you cannot have a polling place in a place that serves alcohol.
Which I wonder why that is.
Well, it would. So what this does is it allows us if we were needing to or wanting to have larger places to allow for social distancing within the polling place. We could use the Elks Club or the Moose Lodge, which previously we would not have been able to do
because
they
sell
alcohol.
Not the hen house.
So what we're looking for collectively in California are bigger
right.
buildings and bigger facilities to allow for that, more room in the polling place. So the hen house, no, probably not on the list.
Not the hen house, but the Elks Club. Okay, I could see that. Elks Club, or how about the Veterans Hall down in Anderson?
That's,
I mean, that's a huge place, and they serve booze there.
They do, and we've used them as a...
polling
place for years because they have a way to close off the alcohol.
Okay,
area.
I see what you're saying. But other places don't have to do that, do they? I mean, if L.A. wants to have the local bar on the corner be a polling place.
So I saw on Twitter last night that the latest place that L.A. got was Dodger Stadium.
Whoa.
And they do serve alcohol there. So
at least they have something that's going on at Dodger Stadium. Sure as hell don't play baseball.
No.
Even when they play baseball, they don't play baseball.
Not a Dodgers fan, I think.
Well, I'm not a fan of baseball, really,
but
I take it back. I love the Colt 45s. I love high school, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I've lost a little bit. I've lost my appreciation of professional sports over the years for a variety of reasons. It's not just their, protesting or whatever it is. No, it's a number of things that I've seen. Anyway, okay, so what I've learned today so far is this. I'm going to get a mail-in ballot. It's going to come to the house. It's coming to Linda and I. What about somebody else that's lived in that house before? Because we get mail for another person that we don't even know who that is.
So if election mail is directed to an address where the person doesn't live, it's not forwardable, so it would come back to us.
Unless I opened it up and signed it.
So you'll have to know exactly how that person signed their voter registration card, because we're going to check the signature that comes back on the envelope.
Okay.
Every single one gets hand-checked.
As I've gotten older, my signature has changed somewhat.
And we keep every signature that we get from you. So one of the things we're really excited about, actually, we are getting a new scanner in the next 2 weeks or so. And it will not only sort the ballots into precinct order, which is what we need, but it also will take a picture of every envelope so that we can save every single signature that you send to us. Well, so we'll have a better library of signatures to match.
You know, you're answering every one of these questions. I'm trying to come up with every question I can think of. Every question I can think of. Okay. So I mail it in our postal system. Let's just say our postal system is going to get overrun, because a lot of people will wait till that last day. So, you know, we already got slow mail. Already has to go down to Sacramento. And the Postal Workers Union has come out, you know, strong for Biden. So I mail it on November 3rd, because I can mail it November 3rd. How long do we have to make sure it gets to you?
So we have in place already before this whole situation happened. Uh-huh. We had a 3-day grace period, basically, so that if your ballot is postmarked on election day, we can accept it and count it up until Friday after the election. So those 3 days. Now, with the passage of this latest piece of legislation, we have 17 days.
Okay.
So
I think that's important. When you told me that yesterday on the phone, we need to get that out too, because I just believe, and I think the postal authorities will be working just as hard as they can, but this is literally probably a 50% increase of what they're getting all in that last week, probably.
Right.
It's going to take a time for them. It's going to take time for them to process it.
So we have a great relationship, like I told you yesterday, with our local folks at the post office on Churn Creek. We meet with them before every election. We have already met with folks from the West Sacramento Processing Plant.
Are they concerned?
We have statewide conference calls with postal representatives now weekly.
Okay.
So I think they're concerned. I think they're aware and they're doing everything they can. The post office in general is very aware. California's been, like we talked about earlier, our vote by mail presence has grown over the last 15 years.
65,000 out of 100.
So this is where I brought these March numbers with me. So in March, we had 58,000 people vote.
Which, by the way, is pathetic.
Well, it's actually higher than the state average, but.
Of course, when you say 58,000, because 190,000, that counts kids.
That counts kids.
It counts everybody.
Right.
All right. So 58,000 is. Would you say how many people in Shasta County would you say could vote?
So, what are our potential eligibles?
Yeah.
The Census Bureau actually does those computations.
Right. Yeah.
So I think we're about 125-ish.
Okay, so 125-ish. Let's just use 125,000 could vote.
Could register and vote, right.
Could register and vote in Shasta County. So we get 58,000 in the last one. So that's a little bit less than half.
Right.
Okay.
So of those 58, though, 45,000 plus voted by mail. So it really is something that our community is telling us they want to do and they're comfortable with. And, you know, when you think about what a California ballot looks like, I mean, for November, I think we have a dozen state propositions on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of reading and research to do to decide how you want to vote on those things. And then voting at home lets you take your time and do that.
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time in the military, a lot of time deployed. Well, I was always gone from wherever I voted. And we'd get our ballots. Sometimes they'd get the ballots up to where we were. Sometimes they would get there in plenty of time. Other times I was voting on like the 2nd. And I get, you know, then it'd be sent back. So how much leeway do you give like absentee ballots for the military?
So one of the things that we do differently now than when you were in the service is we're able to email them the ballot.
If they have that capability.
If they have that capability. We can get it there to them by email. They okay. have the problem is they have to get it back to us, right? And right. that's more challenging. So,
do they get leeway if or do you you know is
the
it
law
something?
Is no different for them than for any other voter?
Okay. How many, just in your experience, would you say the military votes get in too late? Would you think?
There are occasionally a few. Yeah. It does happen for sure. I don't have numbers.
Well, you know what, and it, a lot of it is because just wherever they're deployed to, and you know what they're pushing up to wherever you're at, what's got a higher, you know, believe it or not, I think ballots got a, probably a higher priority than some other things to get pushed up to the front.
Sure.
Because this is, has an impact on all of us. The but
for sure.
I you know I kind of wondered about it because I always thought you know our absentee ballots kind of came in and. But they weren't counted unless the election was so close.
So that's absolutely a misnomer, and it has been reported on national media. It is not true. We count every ballot that we get.
Okay.
But I do have a number actually here for March. There was one ballot that came back from actually not a uniform okay. military ballot, but an overseas citizen that came back too late. But that
just
was
one.
That was one. Yeah.
Well, that's not something really
March.
To worry about.
Well, it you know it, we don't want to not
anybody.
Count. Yeah, we don't want to. We want to count every ballot that we get. That's our job. Okay. That's why we're here.
Okay, I got to take another break. Then okay. I want to ask about polling places and poll workers because that was a question that came in. Poll watchers, I guess. How do you get those? These are all volunteers. Aren't
so,
they?
So poll watchers and poll workers are different.
Two different.
But we'll talk about them. Yeah.
Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is running on appointments, but they've been doing that for a year. Maybe they foresaw this was happening. And they have 10 minutes in between each client. There's only one client in, even though there's two barbers in at a time. And there's a 10-minute space in between the customers so they can thoroughly sanitize the chair. There's disposable drapes, disposable aprons for the barbers. They put all their cutting equipment in the barber side. So it takes that 10 minutes to make sure everything is clean. They sweep up after each one. They mop the decks, swab the decks in the evening and in the morning. They wear a mask. You wear a mask. You can't get any safer than this. So I expect them to be shut down, too, in the next shutdown by Governor Newsom. But Cypress Square Barbershop is the best place to get a haircut that I can think of that I've ever had. It's Man's Last Stronghold. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Call them at 244-9478. Okay, we'll be right back with Kathy Darlene Allen, Shasta County Clerk. And I can't trip her up. Give me some help here. Send me some questions here. Or if you have a question for Kathy, she is and her team are trying to ensure that everybody that wants to vote in Shasta County is going to have a chance. If you have a question about what if you don't receive a ballot, who do you call? We've talked about the times. We've talked about when you mail it in. We've talked about you can go down into your polling place and vote. You might end up at the Elks Club after you vote. Not at the Elks Club. Okay. After you vote, can you have a drink? Yes. Okay. All right. So we'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2.
We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Farm Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's Friday the 14th. It is 76 degrees, going up to a balmy 106 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I'm here with Kathy Darlin Allen, who is the, by the way, I love your name, who is the Shasta County Clerk. We've been talking about voting. I've been trying to throw every thing I can think of her about why this will be screwed up, and she's answered me with an answer that sounds like it could work. If you've got something out there in listener land, get into the chat room, give us a call. If there's a question you have that maybe she hasn't answered yet that we haven't gone over yet. But the next one is poll watchers. There's poll workers and poll watchers. What's the difference?
So in my mind, and right. I don't know what the questioner was asking about.
He just said,
about,
can we go over process for poll watchers is the exact question.
So we have, by law, we have to have an observer program. And so if somebody wants to observe the election, they can observe processes in our office and also in polling places. And that process starts way before the election. They can call our office, 225-5730, and say they want to be an observer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to talk more about poll workers.
Sure. But the watchers are volunteers.
Yes, absolutely.
And they can be a Republican, they can be a Democrat, they can be an independent, they can be just a person that wants to watch.
And they don't have to call in advance. If they come in and just say, I want to observe, you can do that. And we will give you a tour of the office and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
It's great if you can, if you know you want to come to the office and observe on election night, for example, it's great if you do sign up for the observer program because we're going to tell you, we'll give you a calendar of events and let you know what's happening when you can decide what you want to come watch.
Right.
Frankly, every person who comes into the office has to kind of be supervised, right? We can't let you just wander around and mess with ballots and whatnot. So,
let me help you count here.
And I don't have, 15 staff to do that. So it'd be great if you could be with the group of other observers and we'll know that you're coming and we'll expect you and you'll get.
And you can see what's going on.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, let's ask about this one. And I'd use it as an example because I've seen it several times. In New Jersey, they had a primary. 3 weeks later, they still didn't know who won because they couldn't count all the they couldn't get the ballots counted. And we have a little concern about that Right. With Shasta County, is that correct?
So we have a different way we're going to have to process ballots because of physical or social distancing, right? We can't have the same people. We used to have eight people sitting in one room working together, and that's a small room. And obviously, we cannot do that during this time.
You could put
right?
four people at our table right here, probably, but you can't do that now.
Right, exactly. So we are... working probably with about half the staff because, like our poll workers, many of the folks who come in to process ballots for us are in the at-risk age range. Mm-hmm. And so we have – about half of them have decided they just can't risk it and
don't want to
come back to work.
Okay.
We will have – we have the potential to have results be a little bit slower. So what that means is results on election night at 8 p.m. are – all of the vote-by-mail ballots we've been able to count up until that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want your ballots counted in that first set of results, you got to get it to us early.
Okay. So in other words, when you get when are you mailing these out, by the way?
They'll go out in the very last week of September or first week of October.
Okay. So the last week of September, first week of October. So in that first week of October, you should be looking for your ballot.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. And
okay.
In fact, we're sending a postcard to everybody that says, if you haven't got your ballot by October 15th, call us.
Okay.
With our phone number and with a picture of what the envelope looks like. Because like we said earlier, we have people who are getting a ballot in the mail who've never seen one before.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure they know what it looks like
and
don't throw it away.
It. Yeah.
Right. Because they're going to get a ton of election mail for November.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you live in the north part of the county, I imagine there'll be a lot of mail.
Okay.
Supervisor really? District 4, you
oh,
think?
Oh, Supervisor District 4. Oh, I imagine that there'll be a lot of mail. I can probably guarantee there's going to be a lot of mail.
I think maybe.
Maybe.
So we count the votes that are we have in house. That's 8 p.m. And then as precincts bring back their results, we add those into the count.
You don't start counting early.
We tabulate the vote-by-mail ballots on Friday and Monday before the election, but we don't add the added-up button. We don't hit that button until Tuesday night at 8 p.m.
You're
when the polls close.
You're just counting. So I've got 10 for this one, and it just goes into the computer or whatever
Correct.
Way you have it. It doesn't tabulate them, though.
Correct.
So there's really no way until you hit the add button.
Correct. Right.
And that happens on Tuesday.
That happens on Tuesday night after 8 p.m. when the polls are closed.
So now you get the 10,000 ballots.
So then we get, yes, all the vote-by-mail that get dropped off the precincts on election day, that come in the mail.
My vote, Linda's vote.
That come from our drop boxes. And like we talked about, election day is the highest day of return historically.
Right.
So in 2008, we got over 8,000 ballots on that one day.
Okay.
That was the highest ever. So I think we might beat that this November.
I think there's a lot of people excited.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of propositions and initiatives going on that,
True. Oh,
my God. I mean, we're going to have such a significant impact. I'm not even talking about the presidency,
right.
But a significant impact on the state of California.
Yes.
And of course, that would be on us. So I think there's going to be a lot of interest in that. And then
as there should be.
As there should
it's
be.
It's important.
You know what?
Yeah.
And it still bothers me that we have less than 50% voting.
So we our highest election return, I think, was also in 08 when it was 82%. Again, I think we'll beat that for this November.
82%.
82%. And that...
Well, I thought you said that last time there
was... Well, that was November. I mean, that was March's election.
March.
Just March. And so the primaries always have a lower... There are some people who only vote every 4 years.
Okay.
In November.
Got it.
That does happen.
So we...
Quite often,
so
actually.
We believe that... So what's the highest we've ever had?
So 82. 82%.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Shasta County. Let's go for 88.
Yeah.
Let's set a new record. And you can vote at a bar maybe so that you know.
I'm not sending anybody beer.
I'm only sending
ballots.
Got it. Is there anything? We only got like a minute left. Is there anything?
Poll workers, please. If you want to work at the polls, if you have a grandchild or a nephew or a niece or a high school student in your life that needs some extra credit, they can get extra credit for working at the polls.
They get paid,
and they get paid $100. You can go to ShastaVotes.org.
$100 a day,
just for that one day. And it's about a 16-hour day. It's not like it's not a short day.
Not a short day. But they only count for one day. No, they're going to be counting for several days, aren't they?
So poll workers only work at the polls on election day.
Okay.
And then we have other folks in our office who will be working for many more days than that, counting ballots.
But those are your people.
Correct.
Okay, those aren't just other people.
Correct, yes.
Got
so we need about 350 poll workers.
Got
so
it.
We need lots of folks to volunteer and pick up the slack if they're able.
Super. You know, Kathy, thank you so much. There's so much information here. I may just replay this if I have time this week. Just replay this whole show so if people didn't hear it, so we can talk about it on Facebook and link people to it. Because if they've got a question after this, and I'm sure there's some, people are still having problems with the process, and they're still thinking is that, you know, how many thousands of ballots aren't going to make it. And what about the people that live in an apartment? They get six ballots, because some of them do, because, you know, they just move in and out. And if they don't give a change of address, you just send it to them, right?
So, we, like I said earlier, we have a security process in place to verify the signature. If you send it back blank, because
mm-hmm.
you're just trying to see what will happen,
yeah.
we're going to send you a letter and say, hi, you didn't sign your ballot. Here's a copy. Here's a Xerox. So sign the copy and send it back to us. And
okay.
if you never do that, that ballot will never get counted.
And if you want to cheat and you sign that ballot, and what happens then if they find, they go, well, the signature isn't even close to the last one. What happens then?
So the Secretary of State's office does have a fraud division with a lot of investigators who like to come and knock on doors and talk to people, and so does our district attorney. So
there
if you
want
to commit a crime, we can help you with that.
Got it. Okay. I know we didn't address systematic ways of doing this, but that we're just talking about Shasta County, and it sounds to me like this is going to be a grand experiment. And the fact is for you all that want, like Linda and I, to vote that day, we can still do it.
Yes.
So don't feel like you've been taken away.
Yep.
Okay, we're way over time. So thanks again, Kathy.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, Monique Whalen will be with us, who is running for Reading City Council.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Dated.
There are multiple media reports this hour that the president's brother Robert is hospitalized in New York City. Those reports, attributed to unnamed sources, have not been confirmed. The nature of the reported illness and Robert Trump's condition are not known. Wall Street, the Dow is down 26 points. The S&P is off one. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Audiences everywhere are saying Uncle Tom is a must-see movie.
Fantastic.
Absolutely wonderful. Excellent.
Breathtaking. A movie that is changing hearts and minds.
I really feel inspired.
We're going to put up statues because of what this film may do.
An eye-opening masterpiece of the real history of America.
They want to cover up history.
I didn't study that kind of stuff when I was in history.
They are actively learning their history wrong.
Why have you hidden this from me?
Starring Larry Elder.
And Uncle Tom is somebody who has sold out by embracing the white man.
Candace Owens.
I'm a black female. I should be at the top of the progressive stack.
Brandon Tatum.
They believe that I want to be accepted in the white community. Kind of like the house Negro back in slavery.
And Herman Cain.
As my late grandfathers used to say, I does not care.
These are the voices of the movie Uncle Tom. Purchase now at UncleTom.com. Use promo code HUGH for 20% off.
Iran and Turkey lashing out at the United Arab Emirates over that new peace accord with Israel. Tehran calls it a dagger plunged into the backs of the Palestinian people. The BBC's Yolanda Nels in Jerusalem.
The Palestinians feel betrayed. Past peace plans promised diplomatic relations with powerful Arab states only when their conflict with Israel had been solved. Recently, they've been fighting Israeli plans to annex parts of the West Bank, which they want for a future state. Tonight, the UAE justified what it called its bold step, saying Israel had now agreed not to take action.
The head of France's National Health Service says Paris and Marseille have been declared at-risk zones for the coronavirus. Authorities keep an eye on a sharp rise in the number of infections in those cities. The NHS official warns the situation is deteriorating from week to week in France. News and analysis, townhall.com. PG&E promising that things will be better later this year.
The California utility says they've learned their lesson after mishandling deliberate blackouts in the past and will try not to disrupt as many lives during the coronavirus pandemic this year. PG&E says it again expects to have to rely on outages as a way to prevent its outdated grid from starting deadly fires. They've told regulators it's trying to avoid a repeat of last fall's bungled blackouts that inconvenienced and infuriated over 2 million customers in Northern California, predicting far fewer people will be affected and outages won't be as long this year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
And wildfires have now burned close to 100,000 acres across the West, several of those fires burning in hot, dry Southern California. The Lake Fire, roughly 60 miles north of Los Angeles, is among the biggest. That fire has charred several buildings and threatened some 5,000 other structures. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is Friday the 14th, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. I'm here with Jared. It's an all-guy thing, which is totally... I'm talking about from the studio because we have Monique in here. And, you know, because usually I've got, you know, there's females everywhere. So it's you and me, buddy.
But it is.
Feel that testosterone. You know what? There's so much testosterone in here, the wallpaper's sliding off the wall. Okay. And I have this described to me one time. What's the weather look like?
It is currently 82 degrees, and it's going to be hot. 106 today, a low of 74. Tomorrow we have a high of 109, a low of 74. Sunday, a high of 106, a low of 77. And on Monday, a high of 106 and a low of 75.
You're saying it's 82 already? Are you sure?
You know, I have conflicting reports. The Weather Channel says it is.
I've got 73.
That seems way too low for a day that's going to be 106. But
for right now, yeah. Well, okay, let's just say, we'll go with 82. Okay, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Local business down in Anderson, veteran-owned business that's been around for 25 years. And, you know, the thing is, and it's in Chuck's and Judy Kinney's, it's in their spot, in their commercial. When they say, you know what, all the propane comes out of like one tank in someplace south. So it's not just, it's not the propane. The level of propane is the same. It's the customer service. And I guarantee you, customer service with Shasta Gas Propane is just outstanding. It's not unusual for Chuck. If he sees something has to be done, he's out there on a truck helping out. They've done things like fed the whole veterans clinic, all three spots there during this COVID thing, brought pizza down to everybody. They are just wonderful people, and they've won an award, a state-level award, for hiring veterans. So it doesn't get much better than that. And veterans and seniors get discounts from Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. And I'm here with Monique Whalen.
Willeen.
Okay, tell me again.
It's okay. It's Monique Willeen.
Willeen.
Yeah, that's okay.
Got it. Monique Willeen, and she's here because she's running for city council.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Now, before we start, I need to say something about the record searchlight. And you've got to get used to this because record searchlight.
Yes, yeah. I know.
They have a headline. Did I ever talk about this? Buddy, okay. I talked about it to somebody, and what it said is the headline on the record searchlight says, the MOFA introduces bills to outlaw sex change treatments in children. Now that's just an absolutely false headline. It's a false headline.
Say what again?
The MOFA introduces bills to outlaw sex change treatments in children. Now, what he did as part of a group was taxpayer-funded sex change treatments. Not to outlaw sex change treatments, but to end taxpayer-funded operations. There's a big difference between outlawing all sex change operations or government funding. And they could have put that in there, too, which to me would have been a lot more fair. Okay. I'll go back to Monique. Monique,
yes,
tell us who Monique Whalen Yes.
Okay.
I'll get that by the end of the day.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, no, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Every candidate that's running for city council, I've sent out emails to everybody, and that to come on the show, because everybody needs to know who our candidates
Absolutely.
Are. And by the way, I applaud you. I
Thank
applaud
you.
Every candidate running. We don't do any endorsements because y'all are our neighbors. We don't
yeah.
endorse for county supervisor
nope.
or any of those things. Nope. But we want the public to know who you are, what you stand for, and what you're going to bring.
Awesome.
So come on in and tell us who Monique is.
All right. I appreciate it. No, my name is Monique Willeen. I'm 46 years old, and for the last 3 years, so September 19, 2017, it started before that. I was trying to figure out where I was going to go with my life. I spent many years in EMS, Emergency Medical Services, and then after that, life changed, and I went and got my education, and for the last 3 years, I've been speaking what I call legislatively at the county boards and the Reading City Council. And a big part of that was me learning the little nuances of politics, which are the individuals inside of politics. And it took 3 years for me to kind of get my courage up, but I knew that I'd get it up because I knew I had a job to do. So, for 3 years I've been speaking legislatively at the county boards and the Reading City Council, trying to make sustainable changes for our community. A big part of, I guess I would call my fight, is I always try to think of the individual who is underserved, unsheltered, may have mental health issues, struggling with addictions, and I'm really trying to see if I can't push our local politicians to get up a navigation center, jail reform, the life center. I'm really, really into those sorts of things
mm-hmm.
To help out those who are underserved. As far as Reading City Council, big on parks and recreations. I'm big on health and human services. And I understand that's more of the county side, but that is a big part of what I want to do with City Council. Because as I spoke at City Council fighting to get things to change, I was always told, that's not what we do. Go somewhere else. And that really seemed to frustrate me. And I'm trying to channel my frustrations in the best way possible so it'll help everybody inside this community.
Okay. So I'm going to take an early break here so we can get into more things.
Okay.
We're here with Monique Willeen.
It's okay. Willeen. Don't worry about it. I'm not even going to.
Okay, wait a minute. Willeen. Got it. Okay, I'm spelling it the way it's spelled.
Yeah,
the way it sounds.
Phonetically, it's.
Yeah,
yeah.
Willeen. Okay, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is a business that's been around for probably about 20 years now, and at least 20 years, and it's run by a guy named Jeff Wurst. It's a better-known business. He takes great care in making sure your family is safe, and he can fix those little bitty chips in your windshield and cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. Now, why is that important? And during the summer, when it's so hot out there, when the air conditioning hits your windshield, that little chip can turn into a big crack, so why not get that chip fixed first? He guarantees his work. If you can't do it, he'll just tell you up front. He's a man of integrity. He's not going to take a risk with your family, and he's not going to waste your time or money. All those reasons. It's the only place I ever go to have my windshield repaired, those little chips get repaired. And as I've told everybody for, 10 years now, he fixed a crack in my windshield about 12 inches long 13 years ago. And it has withstood the Reading summers, the trips up into the country, all of these things. It's never gotten any bigger, and you can't see it. So how do you get a hold of him? 241-8373 for an appointment, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back with Monique Willeen.
I love the colorful clothes she wears. And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Call Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Linda's parents are rolling in this weekend. We're planning on having a great time with them. You know, I hope I'm as active as they are when I'm 89 and 88. I mean, these two are just like, you're tiring me out. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's 75 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. And we're with Monique Willing.
Yes, thank you.
During the break, I made sure I got everything there. Okay. And she's running for Reading City Council. And we were talking about things that she is going, that is in her platform, the things she is interested in. And I kind of cut her off there. But okay. One of the things you were going to talk about is public safety.
Absolutely. I am a big proponent of public safety. That's why I mentioned I was in emergency medical services. I've actually worked with Chief Schuler when I used to work for Mercy here in Redding, California. And public safety is a huge factor to me. I find that, you know, just recently when I was watching the news, that a transient man had started a fire. And I'm hoping that once I get on city council, that I can voice my opinions and voice my needs and wants. And it's not just my needs and wants. I'm voicing for the people of the city of Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that a lot of people are tired of all the incidents that we're having all over the city of Reading, like this fire that was started last week off of 273. Public safety is huge. The police department, the fire department, I've always been a proponent and a supporter of the police department and the fire department. Big person who's into parks and recreation. I've got small children, and I believe that those are aspects that are important for our community as well for growth. There's health and human services, which, like I said, is more in line with what the county's doing. But I do find that these things that I want to change are important, but as part of change, I believe I'm only one on a council of five. So I'm hoping that, you know, I get the opportunity to do the job and work with the council to make these sustainable changes that I find that we need inside this community.
Did you support Measure A?
Yes, I did. I was at the county speaking every Tuesday for Measure A, and it wasn't that I was challenging individuals, but every time I got up there, I was trying to say that, you know, as a county for growth, we need our police department. We need our law and order. And Measure A is an opportunity to help us help our police department so we can reap those benefits. So I was there every Tuesday, and I know I had a lot of friends who disagreed with me, and that's okay, because that's, you know, American politics. We can disagree.
That's right.
And not get into any fights. And, of course, I hear their stance and, you know, mull it over my head and reflect. But I really felt like Measure A was an opportunity for us to help ourselves. And then, of course, that didn't pass. And then the pandemic, and now we find ourselves in the situation we are now.
Yeah, this is quite an interesting situation we're in right now. The city, and let's just talk about this for a second. The Shasta County, mm-hmm. but Reading is a big part of Shasta County, mm-hmm. as far as population. The county, and all this. But we followed all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Newsom arbitrarily shut us down. The city sent a letter to the governor. I don't know if they've heard back. The county has sent a letter to the governor. Les Baugh today published his letter to the governor, and it wasn't a nice letter in the sense of that. But he's saying everything that the most of the citizens are saying is that this is wrong. So how would you handle this when the governor shuts us down, even though that our numbers are low, we followed his directions, and he still shuts us down?
Very good question. Okay, so if I look back, I find that a lot of the structure inside of politics and consistency just isn't there. There's a lot of ups and downs, like a parabola, a roller coaster. And I find that a lot of decisions by the politicians in charge are being made out of fear. And I'm an individual, I don't want to say that I'm inoculated to fear, although I have said it. Of course there are things I'm afraid of, but I'm not afraid of life. And I find that shutting down Shasta County really did a disservice to our businesses, just the other day it was my son's birthday and I couldn't take him anywhere because nobody was open. Nobody was willing to have dine in or anything like that. So we had to kind of come up with something else for my son. A lot of us are being affected in a lot of different ways. And I think as a politician, first things first, I would have gathered most information as possible, researched what best could be done, understanding that science is first and foremost. But see, with science, it's about empiricism. You know, and I'm finding a lot of, I don't want to say garage sale science stuff coming up, but that's how it feels. It feels like a lot of people are giving opinions and there's no empiricism behind it. So science says that we've got this pandemic going on. You know, it's coming from the top and it's trickling down. And I feel like Gavin Newsom honestly overstepped his bounds in a lot of different ways. You know, I believe that the American Constitution is the first and foremost, then we've got our California Constitution. But as far as the Constitution of America, I have a right to pursue my liberty. I have a right to my freedoms. And I feel like those things are being, we're being strangleholded up here. And we, what is it, like some 400 and I think 404 people were,
I think our numbers are like 404. Yeah. Well, it's just, this just used a number 400 that have come up.
But
positive.
How many are active at the moment?
Well, you know, there's two people in the ICU, but our numbers are, I'm sorry?
I believe there's one.
Okay, so one's come out. So, but our numbers are very low.
Yes.
MoDOT County, which is not our county, but they've had two cases maybe the whole time. Mm-hmm. So I agree. With your, what you're, well, you, and she corrected me. And by the way, that means that you're being on top of it. You said they've had five.
Yeah, they've had five.
They had a five total.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we have Butte County that is just trying their best. They're trying to do everything and they've just been hammered. Yes. And it just gets worse for them. Yes. And I really don't know why that is, but I like what you said about let's take a look at the statistics, mm-hmm. at the science behind them. And then use that and being shut down. So this is having such a devastating effect on our county, just on in our city, especially mm-hmm. because the tax. I don't think they know yet how bad the tax, how much tax we've been able to collect over the last 3 months, this last quarter.
Unbelievable that all this tax revenue that we need for our city and county to thrive and survive, we're not getting it. A lot of people aren't doing the things they've been doing before because they've been told not to. I've always been somebody who's social distance anyways because I'm kind of an odd duck. So I stand in the corner and do these things. So I've always been that individual who's not been around people. But it's kind of breaking my heart to see other people behaving in that manner too. It's like they're taking their isolation and moving out into the city and doing things, and they're still behaving in this isolated manner. And like I said, that does break my heart. But I do find that the governor is overstepping his authority.
Would you ever support mandatory masks?
The word mandatory scares me, just like the word never and always. Mandatory is like a direction, and it's meant with authority. And I'm not somebody who would I can't ask somebody to do something against what they don't feel. And I don't ever want to do that. That's in part why I've been speaking at the boards, because I don't want to manipulate anybody, but I want to actively get people to think about the changes. So I feel like my words are seeds to be planted, and action is the fruit of our labor. And I'm hoping to put some of the things that I've been fighting for the last 3 years into action.
You know, one of the things we talked about is our tax base here mm-hmm. In Reading. Mm-hmm. Do you have it? This is a question from one of our listeners here.
Awesome.
Reading was a logging and sportsman's community at one time. Do you have any ideas on how to get Reading out of just a retail community?
Out of a retail community?
Just, you know, the service community and get into more industry, more...
industrial?
Well, not just industrial, but attracting business to here.
Oh, okay, attracting business. So the question is, what would I do to attract more business?
Yeah, what are some ideas you have?
Well, I find that, you know, when you get...
I'm looking for wave tops here. Because
what's that?
Wave tops means just the top.
Bare
give
minimum.
Me your, just give me your ideas because
okay.
The next time you're on, then I'm going to have you drill down into them. This is your first time here.
Yes, I'm learning right now. Like I said, I've been reading so much, so it's like kind
well,
of...
This is what we do. The first time you're on the show and you're running first time...
Yeah.
You can just give me generalizations. Okay. That's fine. But the next time you come on, then we're going to get in because we're taking notes here.
I got it.
Then we're going to get into just how are you going to do this?
I love it. Okay. Well, a big part of it is I'm hoping that people find my character to be an attractive character. And then they're going to want to pay attention to what the individual is saying. So I'm hoping that with my enthusiasm and my excitement that I can get people to, you know, somebody is listening right now going, hey, who's this lady who's running for city council inside of Reading? Let's check it out and see what we've got. Our downtown is growing incredibly, and I love it when I drive downtown and see. I can actually, in my mind, envision our future, and I see a lot of growth happening, and it makes me happy. So I'm hoping to be a part of that growth with my voice, and I'm hoping to attract individuals to want to come to Reading to...
Part of the things that help, I think, is if you want to make something attractive to people moving here, is permitting, taxes, letting, you know, when people want to build something or renovate things, is the cost of it and the cost of what it, the permits are. Now, a lot of it is state, but some of it is city.
No, and I get that. And it, you got to understand, as I'm learning what this job requires of, hopefully, of me, I'm learning these little nuances inside politics. And, of course, as I learn more, I will become more honed into what it is I need to do.
Okay.
But as of right now, as far as financing and stuff and taxes and stuff, that's like municipal codes and stuff. And I would have to delve into it further to give you a, the better idea. But as of right now, I'm still learning. I'm only, like, what,
that's
4 days into this?
That's
so,
okay.
And I'm excited.
All right. I can
Thank you. I accept that.
Answer.
I promise I'll be more on
point.
Well,
the next time you come on.
I promise.
And like I said, I want to have every one of our city council people that are running, the ones that are there, Adam McElvain and Julie Winters, and then you, I think Jack Munns.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, but the other names are escaping me right now. But I have... we are trying to reach out to make sure everybody gets their shot on here at least twice before the election.
Awesome.
Okay. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They are open. They're at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's a great place if you're looking for jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They can repair your watch, fix the batteries in your watch. They have everything from estate jewelry to Native American to if you want your own. You know, it's your own specially designed piece of jewelry. They can help you with that, and they can build it. All there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Monique Willing, who's running for city council. Yeah,
thank
I know.
You. It's okay.
I get a plus here.
Yes, you do.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Yeah, we're in here dancing. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I think you're the very first person to, you know, snap your fingers when this is going on.
I was enjoying the music.
Yeah, there
you go.
Doing
the walk.
Phone lines here, 605-4567. If you have a question for our guest, Monique Willing, who is running for City Council for Reading, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is the premier home care agency in Northern California, maybe all of California. Sharon's been doing this for 16 years. She has picked up a lot of slack of people that are having that lost their caregivers during this time frame because they didn't want to go into other people's homes. Well, Sharon has done that, and she's looking for people that want to become part of her amazing caregiver status or staff. If this is something you think you might be interested in, give her a call at 226-8350. The training's there, all the, you know, all the background checks, all of the stuff that you go through is provided by Sharon. And the if you want to do it full-time or part-time, give her a call, 226-8350, or check out readinghomehelpers.com. And by the way, the people that she has working for her, I would allow my house anytime. So, I mean, this is, I can't say more than that. I would let them take care of my my older in-laws, even though they don't need it. Okay. Monique, the there's a number of things. Let's talk homelessness. I have a real problem with the county and the city right now because of the Veterans Hall. And the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street, right next to the post office, which seems to have at various times been taken over by the homeless, where we have elderly senior veterans that are trying to use that facility for meetings or something, and it's like a fight going through there. Homelessness. Tell us what your thoughts are on that.
Okay. Well, so September 19, 2017, I went into the boards and started this journey that I've been on. And a big part of it is because my mother, she was 14 years old when she got pregnant, and she had struggled in life and was fighting to survive and got into a lot of trouble during her life. And then in 1992, I lost my sister to the Rodney King riots. And my mother's mental stabilities seemed to snap completely. And so I have been somebody who's tried to be a proponent and advocate for individuals who are unsheltered, underserved, with mental health issues and possibly co-occurring issues like drug use. I'm an individual who really truly believes in Chief Johnson of Anderson's idea of the Life Center. I think that was an amazing opportunity for us to actually get some serious resources for individuals on the streets. I know you spoke about Yuba Street specifically. I saw the news the other night with Sade.
That's just one of the – oh, was that on?
Yeah, it was with Sade Brown. She did a news bit about the homeless individuals that are crowding over by the Veterans Center. I believe if we had the Life Center, the Navigation Center, had some sort of jail reform, we could – get in contact with these people. And I heard the officer say that it does take time, and I totally agree with that, because you can't manipulate or push people to do things, but we can have persuasive conversations, and we can continue to do that, to plant those seeds so we can have action. And I think it's important that we get these resources, like a resource-centric center. Oh, excuse me, I hit the microphone.
It's okay.
A resource-centric center where an individual would only have to come in and say, my name is Monique Willeen. I need housing. I need food. And whatever the need is, mm-hmm. we have a responsibility to meet that need for this individual who's underserved. And for me, the word responsibility means an ability to respond to whatever the need is. Now, mind you, that need's got to be within reason. So when I saw that article and the gentleman spoke about how he had lost his house because of, in part, laziness, I get it. When life can be overwhelming, it's hard to pick where to start, to try and move yourself forward. It's difficult. And I find that a lot of people tend to not speak to people to empower them, but to speak to them sometimes to put them down or to you know, isolate them. And it's hard to get out of that mind frame, that mindset. So
the failure that I can't do anything, life's
exactly,
too hard.
Because it's just been reaffirmed by somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I'm frustrated about is an individual with a drug addiction, okay, goes to the hospital, gets the help that he might need, and then is told that he can meet with somebody 2 weeks later. You got to wait 2 weeks. Well, it's very difficult for the individual to make that decision to try and stay sober, to make the best choices possible. It's difficult. So we need to shorten that gap. So if somebody's being released from jail, from the hospital, and they're being told that they've got to go to recovery, we've got to get them in right away. I don't want anybody flagging around wondering, what am I going to do until 2 weeks? Because it's so easy. When you're tempted, it's so easy to fall into those temptations.
So if I understand this right, then you'd like to have a common center.
Yes, a centric, resource-centric center.
So they can go into it.
Yes.
Something that as they go in, then they can be helped, either sent to a medical group,
yes.
that we have plenty of around,
yes.
here, Empire,
yeah.
Recovery, Hill Country, and all,
mm-hmm.
these.
Hill Country.
Housing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, housing. How do you plan on the housing part?
Okay, so
I don't want to get don't get deep into it, because
okay.
I said I wasn't going to do that.
Okay.
So, but you're saying is to provide some kind of temporary housing?
Yeah, well, also temporary housing, but life skills. Skills
okay.
to help the individual. I mean, something so simple as boiling water might be difficult for somebody. I don't know. But the point is, we need a resource-centric center. We need a place where we're not going to throw a ton of paperwork at people. Okay? Because
mm-hmm.
every time you go to try and get a new resource, you got to fill out the same paperwork over and over and over again.
Somewhat like when Safe Place became. Because
yes.
people used to have to go to all these different places,
yes.
and they put everything under
yes.
one roof.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I used to do the crisis line for One Safe Place. So, yes, exactly. And so what I'm hoping for is, you know, the jail reform, meaning, you know, I'd like an opportunity where the police department, maybe if, you know, if I get onto the sitting council, that we can do something with the police department so we can have more reform prior to an individual going to jail. If we have an opportunity to take them somewhere to get their help that is needed, then we take them there. We don't make them wait that time. And I'm hoping that's the sort of action I could provide for Reading community.
Okay.
And that was so my mother's fight isn't in vain.
Yeah.
And this is also my sister's death isn't in vain. I'm doing it for purely genuine reasons. This is as grassroots and as underdog as you can get. But I'm so excited about the possibilities and the potential that we all face. And I'm excited.
Okay.
Super excited.
All right. Let's just take a break here with Monique Willeen. That is, she's running for city council. She hasn't done this before.
No.
So you're saying,
never.
Well, why don't you ask her? Well, because right now she's just running for city council. You're doing great.
Thank you.
So,
thank
but
you
you're going to be back on again in probably
yes.
about a month. So it gives you a month
sure.
to kind of look at these numbers.
Yes.
Because I want to talk about unfunded liabilities when we get back.
Okay.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're, in fact, Linda's parents are going over to Judy Maxwell's office today to talk about health insurance because they're under a different plan down in Sacramento, and they're thinking about moving up here, which would be wonderful. But what kind of insurance plans, health insurance plans, are out there that would meet their needs? Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and Judy Maxwell is the one you want to talk to about that. She's got her arms around this. She is an incredible expert on insurance. And she's been doing this since 1993. So, you learn a lot in that time frame. But she's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans for a long time. And it's worked out very well for her customers and for her clients. And she thinks of them as her friends. And you can give her a call at 221-0441. And she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Monique Willeen.
Thank you.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Phone lines here, 605-4567. A lot of comments in the chat room if somebody wants to give a call and ask Monique a specific question. Just remember, Monique is just starting her run here, and so I'm letting her do some wave tops and not get too deep into it until next time she's on.
Thank you.
Well, I might do that for everybody.
Thank you.
Now, if you've been elected, then I will ask.
Yes. Nail me.
Really specific questions.
Yes.
8:48 in the morning, 78 degrees, going up to 106 today. Weather report brought to us by our friends over at Shaft Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, give them a call, 365-3793. Monique Willing is with us, and she's running for city council. And let's talk about, and this is something that I don't expect anybody that's just running right now to talk, to have a solution to, since obviously nobody else does, and that's unfunded liabilities.
Yes.
We have an unfunded liability problem, not just the city of Redding, but the state of California. Are you familiar with this?
When I was speaking at city council one time, they were talking about the unfunded liability. So, yes, I did learn your basic information on it. And it is something I'm definitely concerned with. I don't know enough to be able to say one way or another deeper than other than it's an issue that we need to tackle. I know a lot of I know a lot of contracts were made, but sometimes we need to look back and revise things, amend things sometimes. And I find that this is an issue that I'm going to learn more about, so the next time I come in, I can hit it harder.
Okay.
But it's something new to me.
But this is something that this is, especially with the way that, with COVID and the tax and the businesses and the investments. Of course, invests go up and down, which has a huge impact on us.
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to pay it? It gets deeper every year.
Yeah.
So even though that there's plans, you listen to the city manager saying, but this is kind of like a mortgage. You won't have it paid off here, but it's kind of like an adjustable rate mortgage.
Yeah, and there's always something coming up that interferes.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Awesome.
Hey, it's real good to hear somebody that is not, related to bureaucrats. She's going to have, obviously, a huge, huge battle, jumping in that swamp. But I hope she is open-minded if she does get elected. Even before that, during the run, if she is going to open her mind to facts and data from people other than the government, other than NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that's the problem we have here with our swamps, is they're not listening to anybody else other than government and NGOs, and that is negatively affecting. But good luck to you, okay?
Thank you, Richard.
That's a good, it's a good point that, a lot of the facts come in from different areas. Monique?
I was going to say thank you so much for saying that, Richard. I'm not related to bureaucrats. Like I said, this is going to be as grassroots, underdog as possible. And a big part of it is I am open and inclusive. For 18 years, I worked in emergency medical services as a medic. And I didn't care your creed, your color, your paycheck, none of that. I am somebody who wants to listen to people. I know a few times at city council I've asked to speak with the boards, and in public, they'll say, yes, you can speak with me. But every time I tried to call them to get an appointment with them, I never got a return. And I'm hoping that everybody out there within earshot understands that I am going to work for the people. I am of the people, and it's by the people. And I hope that this gentleman understands that I'm extremely open-minded. I'm extremely somebody who believes in inclusivity more than I can even state in this moment. But I really do appreciate what he said. That just gave me a little flick of flame to my fire, so I appreciate it.
I think your fire is burning.
Yes, it is.
Okay, what are some other things that you would like to get into? I mean, we've talked about, and one of it is the union contracts. That those are constantly under renegotiation here, and you have something to say about that.
Well, I 4 days ago I was announced that this campaign that I'm going to run or running was 4 days ago, and I've been bombarded with all this information, and I've been literally reading every opportunity I get. And as far as the contracts that are made and stuff, I haven't delved too deep into anything other than the top to get the basic idea of it. But there is an awful lot of change that needs to happen. And I'm hoping to be a pragmatic individual to help our community make those sustainable changes, whether it's unfunded liabilities, public safety, health and human services, parks and recreations, anything I can do to help my community be the best and thrive is what I'm hoping for.
Would you, the parks and recreation caused a little bit of consternation with a $5 million soccer field, $5 million soccer field, money they borrowed from Reading Electric Utility. And I know it's you're strong for parks and recreation, but where's the priorities?
Well, of course, priorities for the people. If I work for the people, the priority is the finances. I'm going to have to look at the finances first before I can make any outlandish, any decisions that I make. So the finances first are going to have to be looked at. And then, of course, as a politician, I don't want to do anything shady or undermining. I don't want anybody to infer anything, or I don't want to allude to anything. So I'm hoping that when I do get involved, that it'll be on the up and up, you know. And like I said, I'm going to have to learn the finances as to why they made the decisions they made for the park. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm a mom with three small children, and these parks are essential for my children. And during this pandemic, they shut down the play yards.
Mm-hmm.
So it was difficult to get to some of these parks, and it was heartbreaking. And the conversations that proceed after that is heartbreaking, because I've got to tell my son we can't do these things. So it frustrates me in that respect as far as
Well, if you're looking for a job that's going to be frustrating. I mean, you're running for a job that's going to be frustrating, and you don't get paid hardly anything for all the abuse you're going
to
take.
And this is the most exciting thing that I've ever had in my life outside of giving birth to my children. I am so excited because this is like,
it could be more painful.
Oh, you know what, though? But as a medic, I mean, life was on the line, and I was always somebody who – I'm a multitasker and stuff, but the point I want to make is, as far as city council, yes, it'll be frustrating, but I take those frustrations and I channel them, and I try to move in a positive direction. And with my open mind, I try to think about all the possibilities that I can help make things great. I'd like to make Reading incredible. Right now, Reading's great, and it's growing, and you know, but there are very needed changes. We need changes on the city council. And I notice a lot of people have been asking me if I go to Bethel. I'm not associated with Bethel. I don't go to Bethel.
Well, that question comes up a lot of times.
A lot.
On people that are running, are you associated with Bethel?
Yes.
Now,
that's a big one.
And it's strange. Well, it's because Julia is a senior member of Bethel.
Yes.
And there's a variety of people that just – there's a slice of our city that just – they just don't like Bethel. They don't like Bethel's church. They don't like the fact that Bethel gives money to the city.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thought on that?
Okay.
If they donate money to the city.
You know, okay, so the first time I saw them donate $500,000, I think, was when Chief Moore was the police chief, and they had donated that money. And I understand that when that donation was given, they also wanted to change the schematics of their church, and they wanted to change the roadways and impact the people around the community, around the church. So it's almost as if that money was given so they can get their plans approved. I mean, that's how I saw it, but I tried not to think negatively about it, but tried to see the positivity of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that money did go to our police department, and I do appreciate that. But I'm not somebody who's going to make decisions based on the religion factor.
Okay, Prudence. We have Prudence on the line. Prudence, what's your question? Hello, Prudence.
Hello.
Hello.
I just had a quick question for Monica. Just listening to her, she sounds great. Sounds like she would be one of us and not smug sitting up at the, you know, at the city council during public comment looking at her phone like some others do. I just had a question about, like, business, like the private sector. Up here in Shasta County, we have a lot of government jobs. So what would you do to ensure that we attract more businesses up here and create more jobs in the private sector?
That's a great question, Prudence. And I appreciate that you said that you hope that I'd be different, because that's exactly what I'm going to be. I have a relationship with Mr. Jake Mangus. He's a great guy, and I talk to him often when we see each other at the county boards and the city council meetings. And I think it would be prudent for me to get in touch with him to see how we best can provide more to get more businesses here inside of Reading. The Reading Chamber of Commerce has done a lot of incredible things, and I see it on the news, or not the news, but the commercials and stuff. And I find that it's important that I wanted people to understand that this town in its whole is enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. We want private business. We want capitalism. I want options for individuals inside the city of Reading. I'd like those options for myself. And I find that it's best when people can work together to get the businesses to come. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. Well, we're about run out of time. Okay. So, Prudence, what's going to happen is next time Monique's on, we're going to ask her more specifics on that.
Yes.
Is how would you do that? Would you address non-refundable permit fees for building a house, the cost,
Yes.
How do people, now you're running a grassroots level,
mm-hmm.
you don't have any big donors, so
nope.
How do people get a hold of you? How do people support you?
Okay, so my understanding is that my information is all now public, so my phone number and stuff, I do have a Facebook page.
Which is?
I'm Monique Willie. It's just me.
Okay.
So I, like I said, I'm still learning, and it's a